Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode with the Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivar, your host and Mindset Maniac. And today we are going to be talking about two ways to take control of your life. So if you do not have the life that you want right now, I hate to say it, but it's your fault. And I know that sounds a little bit harsh, but I want to give you a little bit of a kind of a push here. I want you to acknowledge the fact that everything that we do or don't do in life comes from a personal decision. Sometimes those decisions are hardwired into us to an extent, like we have this quick response and we don't even realize that we made a decision, but we still have a choice. And when we bring our awareness to the fact that everything that we do in life is a choice of ours, or everything that we do not do, we become empowered and we become, well, we put ourselves in the driver's seat of our own lives. So the two ways that we are going to talk about today, as far as taking control of your life, both come back to personal responsibility. And so the first one is taking personal responsibility for your thoughts. We cannot control our first thoughts, typically, but we can control our second thoughts. So we have to create a space for ourselves, create a space in our minds to almost become spectators. And when that first thought in our mind comes up, we create that space, even if it's just a millisecond, to ask ourselves, why did I just think that? And then ask, what can I do to change that? Constantly monitoring your thoughts and starting to think about your thoughts as a thing can be super powerful. Because your mind, if we think about it, let's think about it visually, like a garden. If you're the gardener, you have to ask yourself, what are you growing? So if your thoughts are a thing and we're relating it to the garden, what is it? What's the thing that you're growing? Because you can't put a strawberry seed in the soil and expect a tomato plant to grow. So in the same way, you can't think negatively. You can't plant a negative seed, water a negative seed, and then feel frustrated that you experience life negatively. And I promise you, you will not attract people, experiences, situations that are positive or that you desire if you are focused and feeding a negative thought, which ends up being a negative life experience. So when we think about this as your mind being a garden, your thoughts being the fruits or the vegetables, what are you watering in your life? Think about the first thought that you have in the morning. Is it the thought that I didn't get enough sleep last night? Is it the thought that it's too early? Is it the thought that, oh God, it's Monday again? Those thoughts are going to be like the precipitator for the rest of your day to an extent. So where we can always start is the first thoughts of our day. And as I mentioned before, sometimes we don't have a lot of control over that first thought that pops into your mind. But your second thought, that's where you take the power back. That's where you take control. So for example, if your first thought in the morning is, oh my gosh, I did not get enough sleep last night, then you pause and you take just a moment and think, what do I want to feel like right now? Did that make me feel any better? Probably not. So then what can I do next? What can my next thought be to actually set my day up or set my next frame of thoughts up to be what I want them to be or how I want to be experiencing life? So the first thought is I didn't get enough sleep last night. Great. That's the first thought. Now we take the control back. And maybe your second thought is, yeah, but at least I had a bed to sleep in. Or maybe you didn't get 8 full hours of sleep, but you got 6, and that's better than when you had a newborn and you got 3. So thinking of different ways to decide how you want to experience a moment differently. If we walk through life as the victims to our encounters or experiences or situations, that is how you will continue to feel. I promise you, you will never feel like things are going your way in life if you continue to reinforce the thoughts that you're not in control. Because our thoughts become our reality. And this goes back to a system called RAS. And RAS stands for the Reticular Activating System. Easier just to say RAS. And so RAS, the Reticular Activating System, is a network of neurons which are located in your brainstem that project anteriorly to the hypothalamus to mediate behavior. Okay, so what the heck does that even mean, right? So in short form, the RAS is a bundle of nerves at our brainstem, and it filters out unnecessary information, so only the important stuff gets through. And this is the science behind, you know, when you buy a new car, say you buy like a Hyundai Tucson, and then all of a sudden you just start seeing Hyundai Tucsons on the road everywhere. It's not that those cars weren't out there before, but your RAS system is activated in a way that it's scanning for things that kind of fulfill what it's already thinking about or already wants to see. You want to see that this is a good car, and a lot of people want it and they're driving it. So that's what you start filtering out to see. And everything else, you're not noticing the BMWs, you're not noticing the Honda, whatever, Ford Focus. You are Honda Ford. Those aren't the same. Anyways, basically, we're seeing what we want to see. So think of people who say things like, oh, I'm always broke. Or, oh my gosh, I'm so clumsy. Or, I have the worst luck. Those people typically will continue to be broke. They'll continue to be clumsy. And they'll continue to have the worst luck. I like to think about myself like 10 years ago. Because I used to say things like, I have the worst luck all the time. And you can be damn sure that I did not have good luck. Things did not happen for me. And more often than not, I wasn't surprised because I expected it to happen. And not to say that I manifested it, but this RAS system really kind of helps you understand why it is that the things that we think to be true continue to be true. And it really allows you to understand as well that when we start believing something else, we can start allowing that to be our reality in a way. So when I used to always say, oh my gosh, I have the worst luck, and then bad things would continue to happen, it was just like almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It didn't surprise me. I expected it to happen. And potentially that could have been how I continued to experience life, with the worst luck. But then there was a shift. I started to notice that the more times I said that, obviously the more it was happening. And I decided I don't want to have bad luck. So the first thing I stopped doing was I stopped saying it. And even though sometimes it would still creep in the back of my head, like when something would happen, like, oh my gosh, you have the worst luck, I would not say it out loud anymore, because call it superstition, call it manifestation. I believed, and this is before I knew about the RAS system, that for some reason, the more that I spoke this out loud, the more it seemed to be happening. And a funny thing is, the more that I started speaking about things that I wanted to be true, the more they actually became true. And I've done posts on this in the past on social media talking about fake it till you make it. And what I mean by that is sometimes the things that you want the most in life, you have to pretend are already there in order for them to actually happen. So way back when I wanted to start shifting my experience with life and feel more positive and wake up feeling grateful versus doom and gloom, I had to fake that for a while. I really had to start doing it even when it didn't feel authentic. I had to start looking for things and really scanning my life for anything positive, even when it didn't feel completely genuine. But over time, and the more I practiced it, and the more I thought about it and said these things out loud, the more true it became. And now it's ingrained into the person I am, which is, again, very powerful to know that you have that control in your life. So we're talking about the RAS system and how that really plays into your personal responsibility for your thoughts. And the more that you speak things and think about things, the more you will find them to be true in your life. So the first thing that you can do if you're wanting to take personal responsibility in your life and change how you're experiencing life is you need to be cognitive of your thoughts. And while you may not be able to control your first thought, you can definitely control your second thought and the thoughts after that. Okay. The next step or the next piece of this is personal responsibility for your actions. And this is going to be a shorter explanation because really it just goes hand in hand with personal responsibility for your thoughts. How we react to the situations in our lives is directly connected to how our life turns out. So let me give you another real life example here. So back when I was still very early on, well, actually, this was way beyond before I was trying to work on myself. I had some serious road rage, and I'm not even going to just limit it to road rage. Anything that like brought up a certain feeling within myself got my nervous system very accelerated to an extent. I had very little regulation and control over what happened next. I would let my actions or I would let my feelings drive my actions and take very little responsibility for what was happening and why. So I remember one time very specifically, because this was very dangerous, I was on my way to work and someone either brake checked me or cut me off or wouldn't let me over. I don't even remember the specifics, but I do remember rage set in. Rage set in and I decided to follow that person too closely or to get around them and cut them off. And I was driving so recklessly. And in that moment, I knew I was out of control, that I had let this feeling inside of me take over. And it was dangerous. And I remember when I got to work and I was sitting there with myself and noticing what had just happened, what I allowed to happen, what I chose to happen, I never wanted to happen again. Because all it was a decision to react in a certain way instead of a different way. And so it could have been around that time where I started to really begin diving further into my own personal development. And I remember reading a book once where it was like a Buddha or a monk or something. And they were talking about how they experience situations in life when things are out of their control. And so one of the quotes that he said was, you know, when something happens that is something out of my control and that I could either be angry about or I could let go of, I always think of it like the wind. And I say to myself, it's like the wind. It just passes by. I have no control over where it's going. If it's, you know, the breeze is going this way or it's going that way, it just passes past like through me. It's just like the wind. And so I kind of took that little quote. And anytime that I'm in a situation where someone does something to me that feels offensive or aggressive or could potentially rile me up in certain ways, I just think it's like the wind. Because bringing it back to the fact that really that has nothing to do with me, even if it really feels like it has something to do with me, it's always about the other person. How we choose to act, treat people, move through life is about us. It's not about the people that we do it around or to or with. I know it's hard to separate that sometimes because we treat some people this way and some people that way, but that's still your personal decision, a decision that you make, and that comes from you. And so when we're talking about personal responsibilities for your actions, it all comes back to reacting to a situation in a way that is connected to how we want our life to turn out. So do I want to continue to move through life angry and explosive and hinging off of what other people do? So if someone drives politely next to me, then I will be in a good mood. Or do I want to be able to maneuver through life and have my actions be driven by what I decide to do, not what someone else decides to do? So with this second part of it, the first part being the personal responsibility for your thoughts, and the second part being personal responsibilities for your actions, I want you to think about how in control you feel about your actions. Are you somebody who notices that your mood can change, or what you decide to do or not do can change based on what other people do or don't do? If that's the case, you really need to assess how much personal responsibility you are taking for how you're living. And if life isn't turning out the way that you want it to be, this is where we start. We start by taking control of our thoughts, and then we continue by taking control of our actions. So I want you to take those two tips away from this today: personal responsibility for your thoughts, personal responsibility for your actions. Notice how you experience things over the next few hours or days, keeping this in the back of your mind, and look, use that RAS system. And look for ways to affirm how you want to feel, how you want to think, and what you want your life to be like. So hope that's helpful, guys. Until next time, as I always say, live a meaningful life, and we'll chat soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.